give me a free car for a week? You think that maybe they recognize that I'm a prospect and they're looking for a lifetime client? I probably had to sign something. I probably had to give them my driver's license. But guess what? You gonna keep that car? It's what Zig Ziglar called the puppy dog clothes. I thought I was interested in flying. So I go down here to the airport down here in Panama City and inquire about flying lessons. Guy calls me up a little while later and says, I think it was the next day, he says, hey, how would you like to go on a little discovery flight on Friday? No charge. I got a special plane coming in. Nice. So I go over there, and they put me in this hot little plane right here. That thing only cost $650,000. You know, it's like, I ain't buying that thing. But they take me up on a supposedly discovery flight. And they're like, we're going to land at Tyndall Air Force Base, and we're going to drive you back. Now, those of you that are around this area are like thinking the same thing I'm thinking. I was like, no, wait a minute. How are you going to land at Tyndall Air Force Base? He said, well, we got special permission today. He said, if you land there without permission, you're going to get some attention. Let me just put it that way, right? Well, the next day, they had this huge air show about to happen, and I got a private tour of the air show. These guys are warming up. I mean, these jets are flying, and the guys are doing barrel rolls, people jumping out of airplanes. Spent the whole afternoon there practically by myself and just the people who were working there and setting up. The crowds come tomorrow. This boy wanted to sell an airplane. That's what I call a free trial offer experience. Now, I decided I don't want to fly. I don't want to have to learn how to fly. Let me put it that way. So when someone that I know gets a plane, I will gladly let them take me, but I don't need to own a plane myself. All right. So here's what you need. You need a free trial offer, because when you go to talk to these referral sources, you want to give them a tool that they can give away. And then you need something else, and we call it the secret weapon. It's called Krispy Kreme donuts. It's called chocolates. It's called, what do you guys use? What's some of the things that y'all use? Huh? Dunkin' Donuts, okay. Daryl, what are you, candies?
We use Dunkin' Donuts too.
Dunkin' Donuts. How many of you know Rick Jones? Okay, one of the reasons that he's a coach with us is because one time Denise Partridge called on him for advertising and gave him a customized chocolate bar with the Dale Carnegie logo on it. He said, that chocolate bar cost me $12,800 in advertising. But guess what? She built a relationship, broke the ice with the candy bar, custom made. She's interested in our business. Become friends. He and I become friends. And now we have this wonderful man who has the experience that he has on our team. See, all business and all of life is about relationships. And most relationships, somehow, one way or another, involve food. How many of you dated before you got married? Okay, that kind of depends on your culture, right? I mean, so, you know, there might be arranged weddings in the room. You know, you can never assume, right? So most of you probably, Matt, you okay? So most of you probably went on a date. Right? Ladies, did your boyfriend take you out to dinner? Okay. Take people out to lunch. Take people out to dinner. That's what I call entertainment. Engage them with a wonderful message. Solve a problem for them. Educate them. entertain them.